Bueno, bienvenidos a nuestro podcast de Hanyu de Trainline, en este caso. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Vas a avanzar muy rápido con estos podcasts y vas a dominar el inglés en tan solo dedicándole unos minutitos cada día. Nuestras clases con un método único, tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Pruébalo gratis. Recuerda, siempre lo decimos en nuestros podcasts, tu futuro está a solo un podcast de distancia. Bueno, estoy aquí con mi amiga y compañera Aline. How are you doing, Aline? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Happy to be here with you again.
All right, fantastic, great. So, Aline, can you tell our listeners, because this is a B2 level, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, we're going to discuss two expressions that are very useful. And we're talking about wish and hope. I think our listeners are going to enjoy that because maybe they have some doubts that they will solve today with you.
Very good. Excellent. If only, it's also going to be added during some of the conversations. Because as you know, we like to do our role plays just with some of the expressions. So today we will listen to that dialogue and then also just learn about different uses of this wish, mm-hmm. if only, and hope. But to start with, wish and hope. Aline, can you tell us more or less what is the difference between wish and hope?
Okay, so wish is more about, as the noun shows, no? A wish is a desire, is something unrealistic, okay? So it's when you wish something that is not really possible, it's just a wishful thinking. But hope is more realistic. We're talking about somebody that expects or has a hope for possible situations.
Very good. So then more or less, no, we can say that you cannot have realistic wishes about the past.
No, can you? Of course not.
You can. No, so then you use wish in the past and also in the present, okay, and even in the future, no, for a possible situation. No, but with the case of hope, no? So it's a different matter. So let's get into the job. And I know, Aline, that you love our role plays. So
do I. Yeah, I think yes.
Very good. So let us start. Aline, how are you lately, Aline?
Well, I wish I wasn't always so tired. I can't stop yawning lately.
Just incredible. Okay, so what's your bedtime routine like, Aline? I always stop looking at screens an hour before sleeping.
I need to do that, but it's not just technology keeping me away. If only my neighbors would stop making so much noise after 10. They just don't stop. First, the children start crying, then the parents start shouting at the teenagers, and finally they end up watching a film with the volume really high.
Oh, that's so bad. No wonder you can't get any sleep. Have you thought of moving to a new place?
I have, but I can't until I finish paying off the mortgage. If only I had known what the neighbors were like before buying it. I would have never gone there to live.
I see. But don't beat yourself up. You didn't know about it. I remember when you bought that place, everything you said about was amazing. Anyway, why don't you try speaking to them nicely or inviting the parents over for dinner or something like that?
That's a good idea. Then they will hear their own children shouting and fighting from my house. We can have an honest conversation about what to do.
Well, I hope that dinner goes really well.
Thanks for your advice, Hona.
All right, very good. So, yeah, well, that's a big problem, huh? Just neighbors and noise. And then here, it's a good topic, no? To talk about wishes.
It is very, very useful.
If only. So maybe for the benefit of our listeners, no, we could talk about the three uses that we can give to wish and if only. So, for example, you said, well, I wish I wasn't always so tired. This is the first use that we want to explain. Can you explain the first use here? Why are we using this?
Yes, Hona. Okay, so wish and if only. I wish the structure is always plus past simple. If you just repeat the example that we've said in the dialogue, it's mm-hmm. I wish plus past simple, and it's to show regret for a present situation.
Right.
Okay.
Fantastic. Yeah. Then we move to the other one that is a second use that we gave, and you said if only my neighbors would stop making. This is different structure. You said the use one was with the past simple.
Yes.
Here's with a word. Can you tell us a little bit about this use number two?
And it's a little complicated because I know many of our listeners learn that after if, normally we never have would. But in this case, if only, it's when we want something to happen, okay? Expressing annoyance like I was in the dialogue. That's a first use in this section as well. When we want someone to start doing something they aren't doing right now, okay? And another one is when we want someone to stop doing something which is annoying to us, which was my case in the dialogue.
Yes, so that's right.
It's interesting. If only plus would plus the structure in conditional.
Very good. That's why you said, no, if only my neighbors would stop making so much noise.
Exactly.
You expressed, no, how annoyed you were from about it. All right. And then we have a third use. No? And then you said, if only I had known. And here we said use one, no, wish if only past simple, use two, wish if only with plus would. And on this one, it's a different structure, right?
Yeah, it is, because it's wish or if only plus past perfect. Okay, so we have the conditional have in past simple plus the past participle, past perfect. So clearly, here's when we want to speak about things which we are unhappy about from the past. It's regret because we can't change much, can we?
That's right. No, if only I had known. No?
Exactly.
I said I wouldn't have bought. No, the house. That's something. Yeah, that's a regret. Very good. But then your friend, in this case me, said, "Well, I hope." No, because we said that we were going to learn today also about the use of not only a wish and if only, but also hope. I hope that dinner goes well. And here we also have a structure that is different. No? Can you explain this use that we gave to hope?
I'm glad you mentioned, because we differentiated very much those two expressions at the beginning of our podcast. Hope is something more realistic, is when we want something to happen or to be true in the future. And usually we have a good reason to think that it might happen. Even though we use a present tense, it has a future meaning. So the structure is hope plus present tense or future tense. And even though we use present tense, it will be a future meaning. And it's a lot more realistic, a lot more positive.
All right. Very good. Wow. I think we did explain this very, very well.
I'll be back in a minute with you, but I would love to interrupt our program right now para hacer una pausa para que no os olvidéis de suscribiros a nuestros podcasts. Además, si disfrutas nuestro contenido en plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, no olvides dejarnos un like. Y si quieres aprender otros idiomas, también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts de chino y japonés en Hanyu Chinese School y de inglés. Claro, en Trainland. No te lo pierdas.
Sí, no te lo pierdas. Bueno, ahí suscríbete a nuestro podcast. Muy bien, gracias. Gracias por el recordatorio, Aline. Perfecto. Ok, vamos a resumir un poquito ideas que hemos expresado en el podcast hasta ahora, porque yo creo que es bueno que les pongamos a nuestros escuchantes también algunos ejemplos, ¿no?
Sí,
aunque ya hemos escuchado el diálogo, pero yo creo que si volvemos a repasar los usos, los tres vale. cursos del If Only el Wish. Y okay. hemos mencionado solo un uso del Hope, pero tiene mm-hmm. dos usos más que también los vamos a repasar ahora.
Okay.
And so we return to English, because this is a B2 yes. level, so our friends are ready to understand what we are saying. So then we recap a little bit that for wish and if only, we mm-hmm. have use number one, no? We said wish, if only, plus past simple. To show regret for a present situation. Can you give us an example of a sentence?
Of course. Yeah. It's regret for a present situation. So I wish I had more time to finish this project. My boss is going to get angry when he finds out I didn't have enough time. Sorry.
Very good. So we can either use I wish I had more time or if only I had more time. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think we can give another example, no? So
yeah.
If only it was summertime, or if I wish it was summertime. I'm so tired mm-hmm. of the cold winter.
And again, it's nice to emphasize that we're talking about a present situation. That's the used one. So it's a regret about something that is happening right now. Okay.
That's true. Okay. So used to, you said it's wish, if only, plus would. That it's not the natural. It's not the natural use with word, but here with wish and if only. So let's go to the first idea and the use to when we want something to happen. Can you give us an example? And here we express annoyance. Huh? Just say,
if only my boss would promote me to a better position.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what Matthew's always complaining.
he's so unhappy about his position.
Yeah, that's right. Just amazing. Okay, well, good. Then when we want someone to start doing something they aren't doing, so that's another example. Can mm-hmm. you give that?
Yes, I will do with I wish for a change. Mm-hmm. I wish you would listen to me while I'm speaking.
Very good. That's right. Yeah, that happens to me every time with Stefan. You know, I wish he would listen to me while I'm speaking. You know,
you can keep dreaming. That's okay.
okay. Good. And then we have a third use. No, when we want someone to stop doing something which is annoying to us. Can you give them another example?
Yeah, if only you wouldn't leave your toenails on the carpet when you finish cutting them.
Oh, that's so disgusting. That's so disgusting. Okay.
Annoyance, indeed.
Good. Okay, and then we said that we have a third use of wish and if only with the past perfect. And here's when we want to speak about things which we are unhappy about from the past. And usually here we show regret. Can you give us an example of this?
Yeah, it's important because these ones, we can't change them. That's the big difference with the other examples. Huh? For example, if only I had gone to bed earlier last night. Mm. There's no solution. I can't go back to last night. So we use past perfect. Very good.
That's true. Okay. So then we also introduced on our dialogue, I hope, that dinner goes well. No? And we explain the use number one, hope plus present tense or a future tense. Yeah. And here we explain that when we want something to happen or to be true in the future, and usually have a good reason to think it might happen. So I don't know. Can you give an example to our listeners?
I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. I hope it won't rain tomorrow.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent. So because here you have used a present tense, and in the second one, a future tense. No, so I hope it won't rain tomorrow. Good. But then we introduce two more uses to hope.
Okay? Yes.
And this one is hope plus infinitive. But careful, friends. This is only when there's one subject.
The one talking.
That's right. The one talking. That's right. So we want something to happen or to be true in the future.
Okay.
So let's see. Can you give us an example?
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's the one talking when you talk about yourself, or we can talk about somebody else. Like these examples. He hopes to travel to Japan next year. I'm using the infinitive because it's the same subject for both verbs. Yeah. Hope and travel. Or do you want more examples? I can give you with other subjects.
Yeah.
They hope to buy a new house soon. Or I hope to see you soon. I don't have to repeat. In those cases, we don't need to repeat the subject. He hopes to travel. They hope to buy. I hope to see. We could say he wants that he can go. Or they want that they find. Or I want that I can see. But it's a lot easier and a lot smoother.
Yes, that's right.
Use the infinitive with hope.
That's right.
But same subject, okay?
Very good. And also remember, no, sometimes in English we use bare infinitive without the to, and here on this use we have to use to plus the infinitive.
Yeah, the full infinitive. You're right. That's
okay.
Abunde.
Yeah. So we move then to the third use, no, and it's hope and the past. We mentioned at the beginning, no, that usually. We can't use hope plus the past, but we will see here a couple of examples.
Exceptions.
So when we want something to be true about the past, but we don't know yet, well, these sentences require a response from someone else, okay? Because the other person doesn't know if what they wanted happened or not. So let's give an example. I know that it's a little bit difficult to understand, but I think that with the example, so then if I say, I hope you had a good time at the party, I need your answer.
And I would say, oh, yes, we did. We had an amazing time. Thank you very much.
Very good. So that is what I want, something, that is what I wanted to be true, no, about the past. But I don't know. I don't know how, if you had a good time. So that's why I hope you had a good time.
So I understand. So
the like, idea is we cannot use I hope in the past just talking about wishes we had in the past. No, it's impossible, right? Hope is only just about the future. But if we want something to be true about someone else and we have a conversation, we need to know if that's true or not. Let us give another example. So, hey, Aline, I hope you were able to sleep on the journey back home.
It was fine. I'm not as tired as I thought I would be.
Very good. Excellent. So that's what I wished. And now I know that you really slept that night. Okay, Aline, I think that more or less we explain, no, to our friends the different uses of wish, if only, and hope. I think it was clear, just for our
You
B2
made it very clear, Jonathan.
Level.
Thank you.
So, Aline, just what if our friends want to learn more English?
Well, they just need to go to trainland.com. Really, they won't be disappointed. They will find not only an amazing campus full of, exercises, videos, and amazing grammar explained. But of course, they will see, they will have access to amazing teachers like you, Stefan, Matthew, and many more. And of course, they can listen to our amazing podcasts. So please, let them not hesitate.
So thank you very much for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye, friends.
Bye.